This one is billed as a sit back and fill your soul with music. The music that fits the feeling of hope and new beginnings. What are we talking about? Well, it is music for the winter solstice, and it is coming to Main Street's Intimate Heritage Hall. Now, this event sells out every year, but joining us now to talk about why and some of the magic and enchantment behind this is David Pei, the Artistic Director of Music on Main. David, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Now, tell us a little bit for the uninitiated, what they would find when they go to the winter solstice at Heritage Hall.
Well, it's a concert where people come on their own or people come in groups. It's something I wanted to create nearly 10 years ago for this time of year when there's so many beautiful musical traditions, but to have something that was secular and something that's just about filling up our soul and remembering that no matter how dark and cold and rainy it gets outside, the light will return. So the idea is to listen to beautiful music together and to just have that kind of the heartfelt feeling at this time of year without any of the stress.
You know, I love that idea. And I started off the show this afternoon talking about, you know, the days are getting shorter. Let's admit that. And even though I see some breaks out the window right now, we have been dealing with a lot of weather that's just kind of dreary. And I'm not even talking about the cold, but, you know, it feels so dark. So to turn to really getting into the mood of the holidays, sometimes we need a little bit of a pick-me-up. And I think music is the magic thing there, isn't it?
I think music is the magic thing. It's something that we can use to change our moods, but it's also something that we can use to amplify the feelings that we're having right now. And, you know, you talk about whether it's the weather outside or the news, there is a lot of heaviness this time of year. And to hear beautiful music that might be written today or might be written hundreds of years ago that helps remind us that these feelings have been around always, and the opportunity for that positive change, for that warmth returning, for the good feelings also comes, whether it's through music or just being together.
Absolutely. Now, David, tell us a little bit about who we would hear from and some of the music that we would come across this year.
This year, we have a real mix, a quartet of musicians. Rachel Kiowa-Uwatha is a classical pianist, but she plays a lot of music that gets written especially for her. Robin Jacob has a band called Only a Visitor, and she performs really cool pop music. There's a tenor named Asita Tenakun and a cellist named Jonathan Lowe, both of whom come from more classical experiences, but play other music. And so we'll hear everything from Robin Jacob's songs that are written for a pop band to music for solo cello by Bach. And pieces that were written over the course of the last few years, especially for this concert. There's a piece by a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer named Caroline Shaw from America, and she's collaborated with everybody from Kanye West to Rosalia, but she also writes music for small classical ensembles, and there's a song that the audience gets to sing along that we do every year since Caroline wrote it. So it's a real mix of old things, new things, warm things, dark things. And, you know, you were asking what the uninitiated would expect. And I feel like this is a place where you don't really have to know the music that you're going to listen to. You just have to come knowing that you're going to have an experience that will fill up your soul and send you off into the evening feeling a bit calmer and a bit more connected.
You know, some of us have different ones that are just magical for us. And you're right. You don't have to be able to identify necessarily who it is that that even wrote a piece, even a classic piece. For me, it's like Bach. I think Bach at this time of the year is just so powerful. But that goes right back to my youth and some memories. For others, it's kind of like, oh, yes, I know that. But it's just entrenched in our memories. So, David, I've got to ask you, as somebody involved in music, what is it? Do you have any memories yourself that just come through at this time of year?
You know, for me, often I'm not a professional singer or a trained singer or anything, but it's those chances when we're together and we all just in the car burst into a Christmas carol, or we all sing Happy Birthday together, or we're even just listening to a favorite old pop song, and it could be something from our youth, it could be something from our kids' youth, and we all start singing together. And that, I think, happens in my world and with my family. That happens more this time of year than other times of year. And so anytime we burst into song and have a little sing-along, that for me just like, yeah, fills up my heart and makes me love this time of year so much more.
We're talking with David Pei, who is the artistic director for Music on Main. The event, of course, is Music for the Winter Solstice, and it's at Heritage Hall on Main Street. And this does sell out kind of every year, doesn't it?
It does. You know, when I started it 9 years ago now, I was hoping it would become a tradition. And I think the combination of having a chance to listen to something that doesn't come from religious music at this time of year, something that really celebrates all of the good feelings about this time of year. It has become a tradition that people come to every December. And so it does sell out. It sells out a bit early. You can come, choose your seat, have a drink at the bar. We're going to have hot chocolate this year as well as wine and beer. So it's a really nice feeling. And people tell me whether they come on their own or they come with family, they always feel welcome there.
I think also Main Street is, you know, just the area around Main is so magical this time of year. I think of all the little restaurants and neat little shops in there. So that's all part of it. I guess it kind of reflects some of the culture that's already there, isn't it?
It's Music on Main's been on Main Street for the last 15 years, and we love getting back to Heritage Hall. And yeah, we bump into friends who run restaurants, we check out all the little shops, and it really does feel like a very cool and interesting part of town.
Okay, so let's get down to some of the information that people need to know if they are intrigued. Which nights are we talking about, and how do you get tickets?
Yeah, on Wednesday, December 14th and Thursday, December 15th, Music on Main is presenting Music for the Winter Solstice. And as you were talking about, it's at Heritage Hall, which is on Main Street at 15th. And all of that information is on Music on Main's website, musiconmain.ca. And you can easily buy tickets there and learn more about some of the concerts and videos that we offer.
Terrific. Well, David, thank you so much for spending time joining us, and I look forward to it. That, of course, by the way, because days are slipping by so quickly, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So we do encourage you to go to the website as quickly as possible, search out Music on Main, and get more information about it. David Pei, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.